Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. I'm just calling to check in about our refund, which I had called in early August, and I was told that we would be getting a refund, and then nothing came. So I called back August 24th, apparently, and they told me a refund was coming, and nothing has come. So now I'm calling back in September and just wanting to know what the story is.
Okay, and what is the name on the account, please?
Joseph Smith.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
To Shepherd's Hollow, Leeds, Massachusetts, 01053. Just in case.
Okay, give me that zip code one more time.
01053. Opal, this way. Come on. Come on.
How much was the amount of the refund you're supposed to receive?
What was the amount, Joseph? It was like 280 something. It's almost $300. It was whatever was charged to us in July, late July, I think. Yeah, honey, I'm coming. Yeah.
Okay, so on I do see the car for August 24th, and the refund was placed. Is there any way that you're able to call in with your financial institute so that we can verify the refund?
That seems so strange. Like, in all of the companies that I've ever worked with and gotten refunds, never required that we call in with the financial institution. That just seems like
It's just so that
odd.
we can verify that the refund was processed, because you're saying that you've not received it.
Right. So how would talking to my bank, I mean, I have my bank information in front of me. It's not showing up. So the bank isn't going to be able to tell you anything different. So you're showing on your end that it was, because the guy I just spoke with said that there's a note saying that it went to corporate, whatever that means, but that doesn't automatically mean that the refund was processed. It just means that the request went to corporate.
Yes, I mean, I see that there was a request for a refund, but it doesn't ever show, like you called in previously, it doesn't show me that there was a call previously about a refund. Do you remember when the first date that you called in was?
I don't know the date. It was, I believe it was in early August. And yeah, it's strange because when I called on the 24th, they were like, oh, yeah, I see here that you made a call. And so they saw it when I called the second time. But I mean, regardless, that doesn't help us figure out where the refund is at this point. So how do refunds work normally? Did they normally go to corporate? And
If you're
then,
refunded, it takes about 7 to 10 business days for you to receive. But it doesn't show me here. It doesn't even show me where there was, you know, I only see the call for the August 24th where you were saying you were told you would be receiving a refund.
Okay, well, on August 24th, was the refund processed? Was it
I'm looking into it now. Just give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you. Let me taste that. It's just the apple juice?
This one's just apple juice, but there was one that's V8 and apple juice. But we ate all of them.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Actually, there's one more that's left that we ate and apple juice.
Okay. Guess what?
I thought you were going to say, guess what? We can get our ears
pierced. I win.
That's a cool tree. It's like attached. They're like skinny trees in the middle of those two trees. And they're like together.
Yeah, it looks like they are, but I bet if you go look up close, they're one of them a little bit to the side of the other.
Okay, ma'am. And may I ask what the reason on the refund was? Did you return the product?
No, we offered to return the product, and we still can do that. But the initial person that I spoke with said because of COVID, you guys are not accepting returns.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, it's no problem. You know, we'll refund you. You can keep the product. It's, I don't know if she said complimentary or something, and I was kind of astounded because I was like, okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay. So basically the reason is that we can't afford it. We forgot that the auto withdrawal was going to be happening, and that's just too much money for us to be out right now, which is why I'm being so aggressive to try to get it back. You know, if we need to return the product, we can return it. We haven't opened the packages, but we just need the refund as soon as possible to live on, to buy groceries for our family. So,
okay. The only thing that I'd be able to do, because it doesn't show me a refund, but I can, you know, per the notes that were left on your account, what I can do is I can put in another request today for a refund, and just go, you know, with what the phone calls that I have here. So I can submit a request. By submitting the request today, it's going to start, you know, you have to wait the 7 to 10 business days.
Okay, so you're saying that in the notes that you have in front of you, there's no indication of us requesting a refund? Like this would be the
No, you did request a refund, but I don't see that it's been processed.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're going to request it again just to see if it'll go through this time?
Yes, I'm going to submit the request again for you so that you can receive the refund. If you could give it the 7 to 10 business days, or, you know, just even give it about 5 business days.
Uh-huh.
And then if you still don't receive anything, if you'll give us a call, but I'm going to submit the request now.
Okay, I appreciate your help. And what was your name?
My name is Laura. My last name is Garcia.
Laura. Okay, just so that if I have to call back, I can say I spoke with Laura.
Sure, no problem. I'll make sure I notate everything to the account for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.